In news from more earthbound adventures, a legendary mountain guide has died. Swiss climber Ulrich Inderbienen was 103 years old. Into his 90s, he was still leading teams up the Matterhorn and other mountains. He summited the Matterhorn 370 times. Hermann Biener worked with Inderbienen as a mountain guide in Zermatt, Switzerland. He says newspapers called the older climber the King of the Alps, but guides knew him simply as Uli.
You know, he was very friendly with the younger guides, with everybody here. He really gave us a lot of love, you know.
Were there things that you learned about climbing and about being a guide from him?
Yeah, you know, there were many stories when he became an older guide. The clients sometimes, they didn't understand that they have such an old guide. I remember once he went up on the Monte Rosa. It takes 8 hours to go up. And the client, he was not very happy to have an old guide because Ulrich was maybe 88 and the client maybe 52 or so. And then the next day, Ulrich went up in 7 hours. He came back. The client was completely tired, really, really down, and told to Ulrich, yeah, you know, you was a little bit too fast for me. And then Ulrich told him, yeah, you know, if you like to go slower, you should look for an older guide next time. You know?
Older than me at 88.
Exactly, yeah.
What did he tell you about? What kept him going to be climbing at such an age?
He didn't know it himself, you know, I think. And, you know, at the end, he felt that he was not normal, you know. And then sometime people did ask to him, yeah, but how old are you exactly? And then he said, I cannot tell you how old I am exactly, but my age changes every day, you know.
Is this true? I've read he had no car, never had a bike, never had a telephone.
No, never had a bike, never had a car, a telephone. I remember we never could call to Ulrich to ask him if he's free to guide somebody. And we told him many times, listen, Ulrich, you should have a phone call so it would be easier to call you. And then he said, yeah, you know, I'm so old, I think I don't buy a phone call, you know, it's not for me. But then we had to go always every evening to walk at his house to explain to him with which client he should go the next day, you know.
I guess it was over the last 8 years or so that he didn't climb anymore, and I wonder whether he missed it.
Yes, yeah. At the end, he missed the mountains. I know it because when I came back as guide from a mountain and I met him, then I should always tell him where I have been, and he liked to know everything, and he liked to have to speak with other people about the mountains, you know.
Hermann Biener, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hermann Biener, remembering his friend and fellow mountain guide Ulrich Inderbienen, who died in his sleep yesterday in Zermatt, Switzerland, at the age of 103.